My name is Paul Ingbretson. I'm the representative for Haverhill, along with Rick Ladd, and also for Warren, Piermont, and Benton. We're relatively seriously hit by this line going through here, and particularly seriously hit if it's a quarter of a mile wide, as we hear. I came today not planning to speak. I was just planning to listen, and I want to thank you all for coming and informing me. I represent you, and I commit myself to aggressively representing you in this matter. I also want to thank you for coming and bringing this opportunity to us, but I want to say I'm disappointed that I got a note that I could sign up to speak. It came in my mail the day after I would have had to sign up, so I hope that changes with whoever's responsible. And I don't mean to pick on you, but I think this is really that important, that we need to make sure the people are noted in a good time. I got a letter hit the mail on Wednesday, and I got it on Friday and didn't see it until Saturday morning. We hear a lot at the state level about compelling interest, and I understand it. We all understand it. Our laws are, people who love liberty don't really like that part. We're always having to do something for our neighbors, for the community at large. On the other hand, I'm not seeing that there's a whole lot of compelling interest on this part, and I frankly think that it's time for the information to be really well brought forward, for the research to be really well done, to be independently done, to be solid and convincing, and then to be done in the most modest possible way if it comes to fruition and it actually is something that we want. I'm certainly, for my part, waiting to be convinced, and I think you guys have a fairly decent job on your hands to do so, not just to me, but to many of us. I have a lot of fear that Haverhill is about to be used, and I don't say that in a spirit of cruelty or anything, but it appears we're about to be used. And I have, and a few seconds ago, I expressed those concerns to our congressman and our senator, and I said, will you assure me that we will not be used here? And they said, yes, we will assure you that you will not be used. You know that they're at that level, but I urge you to do the same thing, to make calls, to do whatever it takes, to make sure that we don't just simply become, as someone says, a corridor for somebody else's benefit, at least to the extent we are, that it be done with the most minimal damage to our neighbors, some of whom have farmlands, residential homes, cemeteries. I know the retired people have called me. I know there are people in the logging industry who have been calling me. I'm getting plenty of information in the background, so I'm hoping you guys are listening, and I thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to present this to you. Thank you very much.